It's 6:30 on a Wednesday evening, which means it's time for the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show, live on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. We'll have interviews with Bartlesville coaches, players, and more as we get set for another week of Bartlesville Bruin football. The Bruin Coaches Show is brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union and Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville. Now let's head out to Hideaway to hear from the coach. It's the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show.
Hello and welcome to Hideaway Pizza. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Kyle Poole with you. Hopefully this Wednesday evening is finding you well. It's time for the Bruin Coaches Show on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3. Bartlesville getting set for their homecoming ball game Friday night against Ponca City at Custer Stadium. So obviously a lot of things going on school-wide. Coach Poole will have some time to talk about the Wildcats and, of course, a big homecoming game for the Bruins coming up on Friday in just a little bit. Also, we have Bartlesville senior offensive lineman Caleb Eaves with us this evening as well. He's wearing a nice OSU t-shirt, so we'll talk to Caleb here in a few minutes. Also, Bartlesville falling this past week to Muskogee. Final score, Coach, 71-6. Obviously, that one looks pretty ugly on paper when you wake up and check BartlesvilleRadio.com the next morning. However, if anyone listened to it, and you and I both know, wasn't necessarily the whole story. You guys trailed by 4 touchdowns at halftime, 29-0, and really handed them 2 touchdowns in that process. Gave them the ball within the 5-yard line on an interception return. Also had a snap go over Andrew Harden's head, the punter that gave them the ball inside the 30. So you take those away, and it's a 14-0 game at halftime. And I thought the defense performed really well in the first half on Friday. And even though it's a 71-6 loss, you look at that and it looks ugly. I think there's still some positives you guys can draw on over the next week or so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like everything we do daily. Anything you think immediately is probably not exactly where it was. I mean, clearly the 71-6 isn't going to look any better come Saturday or Sunday. But when you go back and watch it and you think about the things you did right, we got to find the stuff to build on in that regard. And there were several things good. I told our team at times, even at halftime, I told them, I said, there's a lot of things we're doing good. We're not quite all there right now. We need to go ahead and go after this half. And I told them I didn't care what the score ended up. I wanted to see the improvements we were going to make, and hopefully they would make a change. And it didn't end up pretty, but we did some really good things. Listen, I mean, defensively, we started out with big stops. We put our defense in some bad spots, and that's tough. But you know what? That's their job sometimes. And they've got to do a little better. Barring the one punt snap, we punted the ball great. We changed the punt protection, what we were doing. We protected well. We kicked well. We flipped the field early on, I believe, the second punt, and we hadn't done that in a long time. So those things were positive. Offensively, we moved the ball well a lot of times throughout the game. Just couldn't finish. Probably did some things we didn't need to in the passing game. But, again, there's so many little things I think that probably added up to only 10 or 12 minutes in a much longer ball game, but we did really well.
It reminded me a lot of the Cash Hall game, unfortunately, for you guys, because that was a game where, of course, you were within a score very early in the third quarter. But then all of a sudden, when the ball gets to roll in the wrong direction, it starts rolling pretty far that direction, and that was a problem you guys had again on Friday.
Well, you know, and that's just, I mean, momentum swings and emotions work that way, and we've been working a lot of off-the-field stuff. We talk always every week about accountability and the details, and part of that is, you know, having that mental prowess to not let yourself get in a situation where a bad event occurs during a game. I told you, every week I'm going to make a bad call. The coordinators are going to make bad calls. Kids are going to make mistakes. But if you make one, you can't make 4 in a row. And that's that mental prowess that we've got to continue to work on to get better at. That way we can limit those mistakes and stay in the ball game and have a chance to continue to push back.
Talking with Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole here after the Bruins lost to Muskogee this past week. Obviously, you know, with you guys and where you're at on offense right now, still a little bit of a work in progress. We'll talk about DeAndre Young in a moment, because along with the defense, I thought he was a really big bright spot for you guys on offense. But turnovers really just still a bugaboo for you all. Same thing against Cashel Hall. You could say perhaps that cost you the game against the Commandos. I don't know if it cost you the game against Muskogee, but that certainly is what led to the 64-point deficit.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly hard to say that when you look at that deficit. It definitely didn't help the way it got so quickly. It definitely didn't help the end result or the end scoreboard, if you will. But, you know, again, we've just got to get better at the little things. And we preach it daily. We work it daily. And it's a process. We've talked a lot of this week about the fact that everything we're going to do is a process. We've got to build week to week, day to day, get ready for Friday. And it's going to continue to get better. I think we got better at a lot of things going into Muskogee where the scoreboard may not show that. I think we're going to be a lot better going into this week with Ponca City than we were last week. So it's a continual build that we're going to work on things. You're going to see some different things offensively we've changed up schematically that I think will help us hopefully not create our own turnovers like we have been lately. But, again, we just got to focus on the little things, look inward, make sure we're doing our jobs correctly, and hopefully it'll take care of itself.
And we'll be able to talk about Ponca City later on in the program, but I think this will be a game on Friday where you definitely don't want to get caught in a similar type of situation like you did against Casha Hall or Muskogee, where if you give up a couple touchdowns, maybe you're down by 7, down by 14, something like that in the third quarter. That's a ball game you're going to be able to come back and compete in, I believe, against the Wildcats. So staying mentally tough and trying to stay in a ball game, not let that ball kind of roll down the hill that we talked about going to be important on Friday.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and I hate to sit here and even think about the fact that you could take anybody lighter than any other opponent, and we won't. We haven't played good enough to do that. So our focus right now, again, is going to be inward. We've changed some things schematically on both sides of the ball that I think are going to help us, that make things a little bit more simple on our guys, but are going to make us more effective on a Friday night. And that's all we can worry about. I don't care who the opponent is, what their record is. If we control what we can control, we're going to have a chance on a Friday night. And we haven't done that yet, so we've got to make that happen this Friday.
Let's talk about DeAndre Young. I don't have his numbers in front of me. I think it was something like 16 carries on for 80 yards, something like that. Lakin also had a couple nice carries in the ball game against Muskogee on Friday as well. And I think despite the 64-point loss, probably, and I think most definitely, the most effective you've been running the football since McAllister on week zero, and you possibly even ran it better on Friday night than you did against the Buffaloes.
Yeah, I mean, look, we ran the ball really well at times. We moved the ball down the field several different series, and we probably made a mistake that ultimately is my fault in softening them up. We're running the ball so well, they bring these linebackers into the box. They want to start attacking the run because we're moving it really well on them, and they're a little antsy and physical. And what that does is it opens up the passing game. And, you know, Coach Nolan calls the right play, takes the shot at the right time. But listen, it's not what we do well. It is not what we do well. We know that. We know better than that. We probably shouldn't have called it. We take a shot. We don't get good execution. And it's pick six or it's a turnover. And that's really our fault as coaches. Good call, but not what we do well. So we've changed some things in that regard. We're going to be able to pass the ball. But you see us in Casha moving the ball with a short passing game. You see us moving the ball with a run game in Muskogee. So we're going to create a nice combination of those things to keep them on their toes. You like seeing DeAndre out there running the ball well again. Lakin's done a great job in the stead when he wasn't in. So you're probably going to see both of them working together at times as well in some new personnel packages that I think will be beneficial.
I think it might have been DeAndre's longest run from the line of scrimmage on Friday. Something like 33 yards was one that I think that they had just completely busted up. He tried to hit a hole. They were in the backfield. He bounced off a guy, shuffled his feet, bounced it around to the outside in the opposite direction, and he's someone who's big and strong,
sure.
And man, he's pretty fleet of foot. You can see it since he started playing again. He missed the first couple games with an injury, if people didn't realize that. And you could almost see it on the field the last couple weeks, his progression as he gets used to playing again.
Yeah, you know, and DeAndre's a great talent. Wasn't in great shape from the injury. He's doing a lot better working on that. He's got great vision. He's got great agility. He's got great size. So there's a lot of things in there that you can't necessarily coach or get from anybody. And we're working on them on when to use them. You know, there's a time that falling for two is the most important thing we can have happen. There's a time where an extra cut may be a big play. So, you know, the beauty of it is I give him a hard time when he makes too many cuts and say, you kind of look like Bettis, but you're trying to run like Barry Sanders. But, you know, he can do both. He's powerful. He's strong. He makes good cuts. He just has to realize situationally when it's important to do either or, and he'll get better at that as we move along.
Talking with Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole here on the Bruin Coaches Show. We're live from Hideaway Pizza, beautiful downtown Bartlesville, every Wednesday evening, 6:30 to 7 o'clock, right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. We can talk about the passing game to kind of wrap this segment up before we get into Caleb Eaves. Obviously, you guys struggled, brought in Tayton Hopkins for a little bit, and threw a I think five interceptions in total between the two guys. I know that they're playing some man coverage. Some of that was just them kind of trying to make something happen, lobbing some deep.
Yep.
And a few times also that one defensive back for them, Devin Hellman, just made a couple really good plays. So Muskogee has a pretty talented and quick defensive backfield.
Yeah, they do. I mean, Muskogee's got a lot of really good athletes. There's a reason that they have had the success they've had. you know, but we, again, probably didn't put ourselves in the best spot knowing what we should be calling, knowing where our limitations are. And that's just any team's going to have things they don't do well. And what we're not doing well right now is the deep ball. And I think I've said that for several weeks, that you're not going to see us going over the top to the A.J. Archambault. And we called those things, probably had a chance, didn't execute well. But, again, those guys are really working hard at getting better at that. We're going to change some things to put them in better spots than that. Had a good battle with those guys all week long. Our timing was off in Muskogee, I think even on the short routes that you noticed,
yeah,
where we were there in Cassia. So, again, it just takes a week of prep. It takes a refocus from those guys. Our offensive staff has done a great job at refocusing their coaching to a different game plan. And I think it's going to be really beneficial to us. You know, we're going to throw the ball. You have to at times. And so we're not going to abandon that. But we've just changed up how we're going to do it, I think, and it's going to work out well.
And you still had success where you guys have had success before on a slant route to John Cone. It wasn't more than an 8 or 9 yard pass over the middle by Tayton Hopkins, but he took it, I think it was 62 yards.
It feels like every week we just have to talk about John making a big play.
Yeah, we do.
And I love it, and I love it for John. What a phenomenal kid and a young man. But I know working at the radio station, you guys want to be able to give him a little grief, and he sure is bringing it to you guys every week. But,
yep.
You know, John does a great job. It was a good play. Worked out really well for us. John, again, outran somebody. And like I told you, he's a competitor. He's not going to get caught on the field. And that's just the way he operates. So, great play. Love seeing John make the big ones. But I'd like to make a few more consistent scores week in, week out to help us out.
Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole, as the Bruins get set for their ball game on Friday against Ponca City, rather. It's a homecoming at Custer Stadium against the Wildcats, and we'll talk about that one coming up in the program as well. First, we've got senior offensive lineman Caleb Eaves with us. He's our player profile tonight. We'll take our first break of the program and talk to Caleb. You're listening to the Bartlesville High Football Coaches Show from beautiful downtown Bartlesville at Hideaway Pizza on K1.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
Cloudy skies, a patch areas of drizzle likely tonight. That'll gradually end and become partly cloudy for tomorrow. Morning temperatures at 56. Afternoon high should top out in the 70 to 74 degree area. Winds will generally be northeasterly, about 10 to 15. Some gusts near 18 in the afternoon. Extend the forecast into Friday. We'll have temperatures cooler from 50 to 55 in the morning. Afternoon highs around 75, so that looks good and will feel great. And that should continue into the weekend. Turning hot again, though, with some summer next week. I'll have more of that on Channel 6. From News on 6, I'm meteorologist Travis Meyer.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Back to Hideaway Pizza, downtown Bartlesville. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole, and senior offensive lineman for the Bruins, Caleb Eaves, our player profile tonight. Caleb, good evening. Appreciate you joining the program.
Thank you for having me.
No problem, sir. Senior offensive lineman, you've been one of those big fellas up front the last couple of years. How do you like moving people around?
Offensive line's always been my position. It's my favorite spot on the field. That's what I always watch whenever I'm watching pro or college games.
You watch those offensive linemen?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think many people are watching the offensive linemen. That's good. Good for you, absolutely, because that's what people ought to be watching, the offensive linemen more, because people that don't know football that well don't know how important that is. It's a huge deal, obviously.
Yes, sir.
And you guys had a pretty good week. Last week, I thought we talked about the run game. DeAndre was able to find some holes, as was Lake and Cloudis. And I know that, in fact, I was re-listening to a portion of our broadcast when I was getting ready for the program tonight, and I know one time Jay Stump, who's my color man, had mentioned that you guys had opened up a hole big enough for DeAndre that I think Jay or I maybe could have hit it and picked up 3 or 4 positive yards. He ended up getting 9, 10, or plus, but you guys continuing to kind of work on things on the offensive line. How do you feel like things are progressing over the last few weeks?
Well, last week I felt like was the first official time we established the line of scrimmage, and it was our most effective run game by far, I believe. And DeAndre had a heck of a game. I mean, like you said, he had almost 80-plus yards, and the offensive line worked the tail off all game. And that score doesn't reflect the kind of success we had on the field Friday night.
Yeah, you guys were able to move the ball a little bit. I know when I was kind of reviewing that game, you gave Muskogee the ball in a good spot a couple of times. They got out 7-0, and then it was midway or late in the first quarter. You guys had a pass interference call against Ponca City, a couple of nice DeAndre Young runs, and you were inside that against Muskogee, and you were inside that rougher 35-40-yard line before you had another turnover. So I know the turnovers have to be disheartening, but I would guess that you all smart enough to see that you had some success that you can replicate going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. The only time, I mean, we shot ourselves in the foot, but it's just little mistakes that we can clean up, because I still believe that we are contenders for state, I mean, for sure. Because, like you said, we were on Muskogee's side of the field 7 or 8 times throughout the entire night.
Absolutely. Talking with Caleb Eves, Bartlesville senior offensive lineman, as the Bruins get set for their homecoming ball game against Ponca City. We'll talk about Ponca coming up here in a second, Caleb. First, let's just talk about you a little bit. Now, you're a man after my heart a little bit. Tell me what your future plans are for when you graduate.
Well, my future plans are to either attend Wichita State or Oklahoma State University.
Those are two pretty good schools, I think. Now,
yes,
what do you know what you want to study?
I've been considering criminal justice, sports management, and nursing.
Okay, and you've got an Oklahoma State shirt on. Is that who you cheer for in college football?
Yes, sir.
We had a rough Saturday last week, didn't
yeah.
we? Hopefully we'll get that turned around as Oklahoma State goes to Lubbock coming up this Saturday. Of course, that's a ball game you can hear right here on K1. Other sports, what do you like to watch?
I'm from a wrestling family, and my brothers play soccer and they play baseball, so I'm kind of – it's a sports atmosphere all around.
So you like – you watch some wrestling?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oklahoma State's a good place to watch some wrestling, too.
I love going and watching Oklahoma State wrestling. I love watching just national championships. We always tune in every year to watch and support.
Now, do you wrestle?
I don't anymore. I stopped a while back.
That's what I thought. I didn't think I'd seen you on that. But, you support Bruin wrestling, I would guess.
Absolutely. Yes, sir,
I do. Yeah, they do a great job. Talking with senior offensive lineman Caleb Eves here. Other hobbies off the field on a Wednesday evening, if you're not out here listening to the Kyle Poole Show, what are you doing?
I'm either at home doing homework, watching film, hanging out with the family. I'm a real family man. I mean, I hang out with my brothers more than I do anything else. So.
Professional football, who do you like there?
I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So.
Hey, that's pretty good, Caleb. You're winning all the battles tonight. let's talk about food. What's your favorite food?
I love Italian food.
Italian food? Well, Hideaway is a good spot for that.
Yes,
now, what
sir.
Are we going to order? You haven't ordered your pizza yet.
I'm considering a large pepperoni. I'm a basic guy.
Basic guy. I'm with you as well. I'm kind of a basic guy also. Ponca City on Friday. Obviously, it's homecoming. Senior homecoming for you. You guys have a pretty favorable schedule going forward with 4 of your last 5 at home. You get a couple teams in your district that are kind of picked toward the middle to a latter part of that district at home as well with Ponca City and Sepulpa. How do you feel about homecoming on Friday?
Well, I think our practices this week have been excellent. We've been working hard. Because the only way we can go forward is to get better. And I think our coaches have prepped us to be ready for Friday night.
Homecoming, does that make things a little bit more special for you?
it's our first home game in 2 weeks. And it's going to be feel good to be back out there underneath our own stadium, our own fans. And, there's a lot of distractions all around, but we have our hearts in the right place and our minds in the right place.
Yeah, and I was going to ask Coach Poole about that, because I know, especially high school-wise, homecoming's always, there's a dance, I assume, right? And there's lots of other stuff kind of floating around you guys' heads. But at the same time, should be a nice atmosphere on Friday, I would think, and a ball game where if you guys compete well, you can win it. And I said this on the air on Friday night, if you guys had played a little bit better and cleaned up some of those mistakes against Muskogee, yeah, I think that could have been a ball game you competed in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Caleb Eves with us, senior offensive lineman for Bartlesville High, as the Bruins get set for their homecoming ball game against Ponca City on Friday. Caleb, appreciate your time, and best of luck if you're a Shocker or a Poke. Good luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Caleb Eves, we'll be back and preview the Wildcats and the Bruins coming up next. You're listening to the Bartlesville High Coaches Show on K1.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Shauna Dene posted, hashtag da bomb, hashtag pineapple goes on pizza, hashtag pizza is love, hashtag pizza is life. Hideaway Pizza, hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Shotgun snap, steps up, throws it over the middle. Caught by John Cone. He's got it at the 40. Open field to the 30. Angles toward the middle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Is he in? Touchdown, John Cone. Welcome back to Hideaway Pizza, downtown Bartlesville. That was a 62-yard touchdown pass from Tayton Hopkins to John Cone. And I know that Coach Poole was talking about how we always have to mention John Cone. But if someone else scores a touchdown, I'll put another clip in there.
Hey, I mean, listen, part of it would be depending on who's working that day, because John may just switch it in the morning anyways as he's working over there for you guys. But, yeah, I mean, it's awesome to hear it all the time. John deserves all that credit, and he's a great kid, like I said.
Yep, absolutely. Bruins getting set for their homecoming ball game against Ponca City on Friday night. I know we were talking a little bit about the Wildcats off the air before the program started. Ponca 0-4, lost to Booker T. Washington last week. Now, Booker T., pretty well thought of as the best team in 6A2 right now. I know they're in the top of all those rankings, definitely the first or the number one team on the east side as far as prognostications would go anyway. Ponca City lost to Booker T. Final score was 63-21. Ponca also has losses to Edmond Memorial, 28-7, Enid 61-34, and Guthrie 48-0. Wildcats have not had a winning season since 2005. That's the longest streak in Class 6A. And, of course, Friday, on top of being the homecoming ball game for you all, it's a trophy that you guys have competed for the last several years. I think it's the third or fourth year of that ConocoPhillips traveling trophy. So a lot on the line. Bruins did beat the Wildcats 1 year ago, 42-20.
Yeah, you know, well, I hate to make them sound like that, but it's going to be a ball game. It always is. It's a rivalry week. And, you know, the ConocoPhillips Bowl's on the line. I think it started in 13.
Yeah.
I just got it back this week from Recognition Place, and it says Bartlesville Bruins on it for 4 years. And that adds some pressure to you, you know, and I hope that the kids don't think about it. I don't think they do. But we got to go out there and just do what we're going to do that we've worked on this week, Monday through Thursday. You know, our process is going to define us, and that's what we've been thinking and talking about. And hopefully we have a good showing. Like I said, I really like our week of practice. I think we've had several strong days. We've got one more tomorrow to just kind of sew everything up. And then you get into all these festivities and all these distractions. And, again, our mental focus has got to be there. We've got to be focused on Ponca City coming up Friday night. And just get ready to get to that ball game and see what we can do.
Wildcats specifically have three guys returning on offense from a team that went 2-8 a year ago. Justin Andrews is Ponca City's first-year sophomore starting quarterback, 65 for 121. He's passed for 775 yards thus far. He will turn the ball over a little bit, four touchdowns. He's thrown 13 interceptions, runs the ball a little bit as well, but obviously you guys have shown a pretty good defensive backfield thus far. In fact, that was another part of the defense I thought that played well. Muskogee challenged both Tom Beard and then also Cole Williams, and I thought, especially in the first half, they rose up to that challenge.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I hate to be self-deprecating, but it sounds eerily similar, like this matchup's kind of going back and forth. You know, they had a tough game. Booker T. looked great on film. Not a good night for them with turnovers. When we go to Muskogee, it looks, you know, they're tough on film, and we have a lot of turnovers. So, eerily similar, but I like our secondary. We've changed some things up this week to simplify some coverages, get back to some basic stuff that the kids really understand and do well. And so, yeah, I look for Cole, Tom, Cody, Jack, anybody that's going to get in there to do a great job of containing their passing game. And again, hopefully he's going to give us some chance to add to his turnover margin there, because we'd like to get some ourselves.
Yeah, I'd like to see Beard and Williams get their hands on the football a little bit more on Friday night. Offensive line for the Wildcats, they do have some size. Ponca goes 245, 294, 256, 260, 248 on the front line. One of their main guys returns, one of those three starters, is an offensive lineman. Running the football mostly goes through Dylan Foz and Kiter Welch. Foz, 32 carries for 66 yards on the year. I know he was their main tailback last week because Welch, who has more yards, did not play this past week against Booker T. Washington. I don't know if he's injured or what, but Welch has 29 carries for 143 yards. So they've struggled to run the football a little bit at times, but certainly have a couple guys who can run it on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're going to be statistically, I think it's like 61% pass. But that's, you know, that's fairly balanced in today's world of a pass-happy game. But they're going to want to try and run the ball. Everybody does it. Everybody tries to establish some possession, some clock that way. Hopefully we can continue to do a good job up front. I do like our front, Rylan Reynolds, Howard Dill, Brady Wanna. You're going to see Dom Godinez in the mix. Coach Reynolds does a great job of keeping our D-line fresh. And behind them, you got some strong backers that have been really working this week well. We've got some young guys in there in the mix that are playing outside. That was a soft spot for us in the last couple weeks and how we've been playing. But they continue to grow and get better. And I tell you what, they've had a great week in practice against the run. We worked it a lot today, watched them a lot, spent some time with those outside backers, and I think they'll be much improved this week. So, again, I'd love to go in there, shut down the run game real quick, force them to throw it around, put it up there and let some of our playmakers in the back hopefully get us some turnovers.
Their best offensive game of the season was against Enid. Ponca City really rode Welch in that game. Had 18 carries, 110 yards, and 3 touchdowns, so he's clearly a key for them. As I mentioned, he did not play last week. And I thought you guys on defense, one thing that you did really well against Muskogee in the first half when the defense was rolling was negative plays. You got to Jacob Medrano a couple times. You got to their tailback in the backfield a couple of times. And obviously, when you're facing a second and 13 or third and 10, a lot harder for the opposing offense to move the football than when it's second and 5, third and 1.
Sure, and you know, that's the deal. I mean, we put ourselves, if you remember Cash, we played horrible on first down defensively, and that's, like you said, second and short or second and medium is a lot easier to manage, and we did a really good job there. Coach Reynolds, he does a great job of mixing up some pressures, I'll tell you. That's one thing he likes to do. He likes to get creative. He's a great film guy. So he tries to find those weak spots and create his pressure package that week based on what they're doing and what he thinks he can attack. And like I said, we've gone over some new coverage things that can come right behind that and match up to what's going on up front. So hopefully when we do get pressure and they want to get the ball out quick, we're going to be in some good spots to make some plays behind them. And that's kind of where we've been lacking. You know, you make some good pressure adjustments and you come after the quarterback and they get their quick checks out and we're not in position to help them in the back end. So we're going to match that up really well this week. He's going to be creative as always, and I look forward to us hopefully getting some negative plays there.
Talking with Kyle Poole, Bartlesville interim head football coach ahead of the Bruins in Ponca City. 7 o'clock kickoff from Custer Stadium, a ball game we'll have for you right here. Pregame at 6:30 on AM 1400, FM 93.3, K1. Obviously, nice to be back home. We mentioned it last week, but 4 out of your last 5 going to be at Custer Stadium, and that's got to be a good feeling. You guys don't have to load up in those nice blue buses many times going forward. You get to kind of stay at home, and that's got to be a good feeling as well.
There's no bus that nice that I want to be gone all the time. You know, and that's just the way it works. I'm used to it. We travel a lot, you know, coach the college game, and it's tough, but it wears your kids down, man. And it's just, it's fun to be back where you're comfortable. It's fun to be in front of your family and your friends and the community. I mean, the game is live. I'm looking forward to a homecoming game with their tailgate. It should be just a wonderful atmosphere. But, yeah, we're back home. We get 4 of the last 5 at home. That's phenomenal. We're excited about it, and I think that we'll rise to the occasion this week, and this is a good one for us to come out and go ahead and get a big win.
Yeah, and this is a good time to play well against Ponca City on Friday, and I know that, you know, we're early in the district season, but once again, at Muskogee, the winning margin notwithstanding, 71-6, that's going to be a ball game where a lot of teams in the district won't win at Muskogee. And like we talked about last week, just probably 3 wins get you in the second season, and you'd like to get the first one on Friday night.
Yeah, it's something we've talked about a lot. You know, I mean, we're looking at what we've done. We're looking at the process. Again, I can't say that enough, that I was fortunate to learn from some good guys and had a nice text Saturday morning that I shared with our coaches and our players. And it was a friend of mine who's a head coach at Southeastern Oklahoma State and just said, hey, listen, The ball's never going to define you. Your process will define you. And that's been our focus. What's the process going forward? That right now is going to go get better, beat Ponca, get the bye week, those things going forward, so that future generations have a great foundation, or future teams. But more importantly, our seniors' process is to get to that 11th week, if you will. And so that's what we're working on right now. One day at a time, we got to build to it. And now we're at the point where we're going to polish things up tomorrow, go out Friday night, hopefully get that big win, first district win that starts that count towards the playoffs.
Yep, should be beautiful weather. I don't think the weather could be any better on Friday evening at Custer Stadium. Would love to see you out there supporting the Bruins. Once again, that is going to be a ball game we'll have for you right here on K1 Ponca City, visiting Bartlesville at Custer Stadium. Coach Poole, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday.
All right, thank you.
For Kyle Poole, Caleb Eaves, and also Trey Stump doing a great job back in the studios. I'm Evan Farbach wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. We'll talk to you on Friday night when Ponca City comes to Bartlesville. This has been the Bruin Football Coaches Show on K1.